Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astro Mind. And welcome, Roy. What's the topic tonight?
Well, we're going to be talking about contracts, sacred contracts, and unconditional love. And what are your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, unconditional love is, I think, is also part of our sacred contract, because unconditional love plays a big part in having to do with our ascension. So in order for us to ascend, we have to show unconditional love, and that's by either by, you know, being giving or showing people that we care and showing a lot of love to people, you know, without conditions. And I think that's the difference between unconditional love and love is, you know, is we don't have no conditions on when we show our love. We're giving from our heart, and we're giving freely, you know, we're not asking for anything in return. And I think that's what unconditional love's all about. Any thought on that, Roy?
I just wanted to add, you know, we know that we're all part of oneness, and since we're part of oneness, then we are part of the I Am, and that I Am is part of God, and, you know, and God is, you know, is love. So we have to be in that state of love in order to be in that higher vibration, like you mentioned, and to be in that higher frequency. And that's where we all need to be, you know, in order to prepare ourselves for ascension. And I think it's important that, you know, a lot of what we're going through is not only loving ourselves, but loving Mother Earth and learning, you know, a lot of the things that we need to correct, you know, here on Earth, and take better care of Mother Earth. And these are all part of the sacred contract. Hey, Dan, we're getting some background noise on your side.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. And what are your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think besides the unconditional love, I think we also made other soul agreements that, you know, having to do with unconditional love, you know, is a way of showing abundance, you know, and by, you know, being giving and so that we can have a flow of abundance in our lives and keep that flow going. And that's why I think it's important to be giving. And to and other sacred contracts that we've made with other people as well.
So would you say that we have to be, you know, in gratitude in order for us to receive more, you know, according to the universal law of attraction? Plus, you know, you know, be more loving to others, you know, as well as ourselves. And be more, you know, in that vibration. And what are your views on our sacred contract.
Well, my views on that is having to do with soul contracts that we made, different situations, you know, the things that we experience as humans, you know, and different situations, whether it be financial or relationship or health. And I think those are all contracts that we made and agreements that we made that we would experience when we came down here on Earth. And sometimes, you know, we're just like the Mormon Church believes that we all have to make a contract, in, even in marriage, you know, our commitments in marriage, kind of like what you were telling me, what they do in the temples and stuff. I believe that's also part of the sacred contract as well.
So would you say that these contracts are more of a commitment that we have made, you know, to God?
I think so, yeah, and I think to God and to ourselves, and it's part of our duality, you know, of our ascension, is these contracts to fulfill because of our, you know, karmic debts that we've created for ourselves, you know.
So the whole thing is learning to, you know, correct this and to, you know, get off that karmic wheel so that we can ascend when that time comes.
Yes. And I think these contracts are also lessons that we have to receive and information and knowledge for, like you said, for our ascension.
And would you say that we're getting, you know, with the things that are going on around the world and people, you know, are beginning to see a lot more of these, you know, UFOs and these star people, you know, that, you know, we're getting closer?
I think that's all part of the plan, the ascension, you know, part of the calling that we made.
Okay. We do have one caller on the line. Should we invite the caller on and see what we can do to help this caller?
Okay.
Let's go ahead. Well, I guess they were a little shy, so again, we're call out to all our listeners out there, and feel free to call in and join us tonight. And if you need a reading, looks like they're back. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 813 area. Hello, you're on there. 813.
It's like we lost again.
We keep losing the connection for some reason. So it could be technical errors. Looks like might be back. 813, are you there? No. It's fading in and out. Again, we want to call that all our listeners out there, you know, feel free to join us tonight on our show, and we will give a free reading to whoever would like one. And let's go ahead with the 813 area. You're on the air. Hello. Oh, I'm getting a bad connection tonight, I guess. And what else, what other messages do you have to our listeners tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the tarot cards on the imagery of tarot cards and soul collages, if you want to talk about that.
Let's try one more time with the 813 area. 813, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Tampa. My name is Sophia.
Okay, and we thank you for joining us tonight. And my name is Roy, and you're talking to Adrian. Also, do you have a question for us tonight?
I guess my question would be, what is my purpose? I'm still trying to figure out what is it meant for me to be doing.
Okay. Adrian, are you getting anything for her?
I'm kind of, the first thing that came to me was singing.
What are your, is that one of your talents?
No, I don't even know how. Well, I sing, but not, you know, like professionally, nothing like that.
And how do you feel when you sing?
I mean, I could sing soprano, but not alto. I could sing when I was in school, but, you know, nothing to pursue.
Because we're getting that, you know, you need to use your talents a lot more. What are your strong points? What do you do?
I work for a bank. I actually used to work for a big bank and got laid off about 2 years ago and got back into financials. But I like helping people. I feel that that's possibly my calling. I like to help others.
You like to help.
Do you like to work with music?
Never have, but I think that would probably be something I would have a forte for.
I'm seeing a field of music and singing. I don't know why. Maybe you'll be working with somebody that works with music.
Oh, okay.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Not really. There was a friend that I actually reconnected with. He was a ex-boyfriend's friend, and we reconnected about 20, you could say it's almost been 20 years. So we've been, you know, talking back and forth, but he's still kind of in a relationship that he's having some obstacles with.
Hello.
I'm still here.
You still there?
Okay,
yes.
Have you been making some kind of plans and they haven't been working out for you?
As in relationship or?
Well, it could even be in a new career, a new, you know, new relationship, you know.
I mean, a little. With my friend, I'm not really pushing forward, you know, until he actually, you know, completes what he's with now. Because I'm not a homewrecker, so I'm just leaving it in his hands.
I'm getting that, you know, you've been focusing, you know, on the positive, but things have just been moving slowly for you that, you know, it's sort of, everything sort of slowed down for you.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't know if I should push forward, push back. Do I just let him take, you know, his course, you know. I don't, basically it's like kind of up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, what else are you getting?
Well, I'm feeling like she should press forward.
But I feel, Adrian, that if I push forward with him, being that he is still kind of connected with another individual, I just fear that, I don't know, I just think that maybe she may try to come back at him and he may leave me and go back to her. That's probably what I'm scared of.
So you don't want to manifest that? Because what you think about, you bring about.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take that out of your universal law and just feel the fear and just do it anyways.
So I should go ahead and pursue him?
Just think about what you want. Don't think about what they're going to do, but think about what you want and go after your desires.
Okay.
That's my feeling on it, you know.
Okay. If you see me going forward, do you see possibly maybe a future relationship, long-term, short-term?
Well, it's all about what you want, you know. Do you want a long-term relationship? I mean, where do you see your future? You know, you create your own future, you know.
Okay. But see, he already has kids and I don't. So we're like almost a month apart from each other. I'll be actually 40 in the next 3 weeks and he'll be 40 in September.
Well, you know, if you love one another, age is just really a number, you know.
But do you see me possibly having kids in the near future, Adrian?
I see you having 2 kids.
Okay.
Do you have any kids right now?
I actually see twins. I see 2 kids.
Oh, that's trouble. And that runs in my family, but it skipped over many generations.
I see Geminis.
Okay.
Do you have any kids right now?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
So you want children, I see that.
Yes, I want them. I want to be married, definitely. It's just the right person. You know, I want them to be spiritual, you know, because that's how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I want them on the same page as I am.
And they will be. I see a boy and a girl.
Okay. And do you see anything possibly maybe within the next couple of years or?
Sometime next year.
Will I be married?
But I don't see it to be this year. I see it to be next year.
Okay.
Why? I have a question. Why have you been doubtful about your success?
I guess to see the companies that I came from. I was with them for 16 years and got laid off. So it's like I'm starting all over again. And I just see that the company that I'm with, it's another bank. I don't really see myself going too far in that company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a bank as well, but it's more of, it's a lot of issues that they have that I really pay attention to at my place of employment.
So you don't feel like that job is stable?
No, I just feel like it's meant for me to be somewhere else, but not there. That's just like a temporary place until whatever my heart desires will get.
Yeah, it's not very stable. Like,
yes.
I see a lot of people quitting there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of people quitting, a lot of people going to different jobs. And I know with my background of 16 years, I know I'm worth more than what I am there. And I don't think that my accomplishments are being really, you know, viewed upon. It's like there's other people that are getting positions, but I'm not the one that's getting picked for any of them.
And a lot of people don't like it there for some reason.
Is it a high turnover job?
Yeah, actually I work for a bank, which is actually Capital One. I used to work for their competitor, which was JPMorgan Chase, and I was with them for 6 years. But it's like me being coming from corporate world and experience that I know I have, I'm capable of doing, I just see being there, they don't look at my accomplishments. It's like I'm just a little person. But they're looking at everyone else, but really don't have the experience that I carry. So it's not, it's like I'm not getting paid for what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is remembering that you know what you know, and no matter, you know, how any, you know, these people feel, you know what you can accomplish. Just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Because, I mean, there was a position that I had applied for, and the manager wanted me to go out for it, but then she comes back and tells me a couple of days later that, well, the position's been filled. Well, the position hasn't been filled, because I actually went to the person who was, you know, we're looking for candidates. And they told me, they said, rest assured, you know, I don't have anything to worry about, but I just feel, you know, why would someone have me go out for something and then turn around and tell me, no, it's been filled? It's like they don't want me to get ahead, and they're a manager.
Yeah, that sounds like a confusing situation.
You know, so it's like, do I press forward in the company? Do I just sit back? You know, do I, you know, try to pursue going back to school, you know, and complete what I should have completed before, you know, when I got out of high school?
My guides are telling me to, you know, do whatever is necessary, you know, whether it be schooling or additional training or anything like that that's going to help, you know, you to, you know, be, you know, where you want to be, you know, with this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing is, as long as you continue that, then you, in the future, that, you know, your success will, you know, increase.
Okay.
You know, that, okay. That you'll see the money and the success. That'll be your... That'll be your rewards.
Okay. So let me just, sometimes I just, okay.
But you're doing good. Just keep, you know, focusing on that and keep focusing on the positive. And more than any is, you know, going to meditation and be in gratitude for, you know, what you do have and everything that you've received so that, universe can send you more.
Okay.
We do have a couple more callers, so we need to move on to the next caller.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, and call us back and let us know how it turns out for you.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless
have a good
be.
Night. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead with the next caller from the 416 area. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. My name's Kimberly.
Kimberly, and where are you from?
Toronto.
Toronto. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I was wondering about love in my life.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm interested in someone.
Okay. Adrian, are you getting something for her?
What's your, if you don't mind me asking, what's your interest in this person?
What's my interest in him? I'm crazy about him.
Okay, so what is important about you being crazy about this person? I mean, what draws you to his energy?
I think feeling accepted for exactly who I am.
Okay, so he makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that this person could be your twin flame? Your soulmate?
I do feel that way.
Okay. Because I'm getting the image in my mind that this person could possibly be your twin flame.
Okay.
Do you know what a twin flame is?
No, not exactly.
You want to explain, Roy?
Well, a twin flame is your other half. You know, like like the other half of you, you know, that's in a mirror, you know, that's the mirror image of you, you know, that's why you have this strong connection, you know, to him. Is he always on your mind?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, you know, a sign of a twin flame. But what's interesting is I pulled three cards when you mentioned about him, and the Eight of Clubs came up, and this is gonna move pretty fast for you. So, you know, this relationship that you're gonna have, and it's gonna result in a marriage.
Oh, okay.
And is this something that you're looking at?
I never was, but I would look at it with him.
Okay. And Adrian, is there more messages from that card, the Eight of Clubs?
I'm kind of getting that it's almost like a desire that she's had for a while.
Uh-huh.
To be with somebody, and then it's finally manifesting for her, like a synchronicity, and somehow they've crossed paths, and I'm kind of getting that she's awakened, but he hasn't yet. I'm kind of getting he's still the mundane, like he's not a spiritual person.
No, not the same way, no.
So it'll take some time for you to get him to be open about twin flames so that both of you can connect, you know what I mean? Like on a soul level.
Okay.
And then you'll start having dreams about him, and then you'll start getting mental telepathy. You guys will start talking. And then you guys will start feeling the effects of the twin flame, and you'll have a stronger connection, like a stronger bond between the both of you.
Okay.
So opening up to spiritual awareness.
Have you ever watched the movie Serendipity?
No.
This would be, my guides are saying that, you know, this would give you a better understanding of what a twin flame is if you were to watch this movie. It's an older movie.
Okay.
I'm sure you could get it from any video store or even online. But my guides would tell me that once he does awaken, that this is when it's going to move, you know, pretty fast for the both of you. And, you know, and this is going to bring a lot of happiness, a lot of joy to both of you also.
Oh, that's great. You see a time frame for things to start moving quicker?
What are you getting, Nathan?
I'm kind of getting by next month, by the middle of next month, you're going to see things move quicker. Right now, we're in the middle of a retrograde.
Right.
So things are going to be a lot slower for this month and going into next month. So it's going to take some time because we still got to get out of the retrograde, and it doesn't end until next month. And it's going to be about the middle of next month. So my guys are telling me to tell you to hang in there for a while.
I'm hanging in.
Keep working at it, you know. Build your connection with him. Meditate.
Okay.
Ask the angels to help you.
Okay.
The romance angels. You know, work with the romance angels.
Okay.
I'm getting
and I'm like,
also,
you know, how are you? I'd like a white candle when you meditate.
Okay.
And a white and a pink one.
Okay.
And what were you going to say, Roy?
I was going to say I'm getting that have you been thinking about investing in some real estate?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Because if this is not something now, then this would be something coming in your future.
Okay. Yeah, I would in the future, yeah.
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 So I'm sure this is all part of, you know, after you and your twin flame, you know, decide to get married, you'll start investing in some real estate.
Okay.
But there is good news, and this would be, you know, something that's coming in your future, so.
Oh, no, that's awesome. So despite obstacles, it looks like that's where it's going.
Like Adrian mentioned, we're in a retrograde, so communication and things slow down during the retrograde. So just be patient.
Okay. Well, no, that's great. Like, thank you so much, both of you.
Yeah. You are so
something
welcome.
You can look forward to.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
And so let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead with our last caller now. And we thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 203 area. Up, you're on the air. 203. Hello. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. I'm here.
Hello. And
yes,
what's your name and where are you from?
Woody, Connecticut.
And do you have a question for?
I was wondering what message you have for me. My guys have to say.
Okay. Adrian, are you getting a message for him right now?
Oh, he just wants a general reading?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm kind of getting, having something to do with work related. Have you been working lately?
No, I'm not working now. I'm just pursuing a career in music. That's about it. Putting things together on that.
That's what I was getting, something to do with music and work.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting a new project?
Well, we're getting ready for a show for September 15th, and try to get everything together right now.
Well, I see a promotion coming, like of some kind of added revenue that's coming in your career or something. Like some kind of cash flow, like a bigger cash flow coming.
Okay.
Like a promotion of some sort. And I see new business propositions too. Maybe that has to do with it.
My guides are, I just wanted to share with you, are you working with some kind of group or some kind of recording company or something?
No, I'm working with a partner right now. And,
with a partner?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Does his partner have a lot of experience in what he's doing? Or?
I guess it'd be for me and him a learning experience. Like, we've been growing, and I guess he grows and learns from, I guess, when we go to the studio and stuff like that.
The main thing, what I'm getting is my guides are telling me that once this takes off, don't just go on trust alone. Make sure that you get a contract or something that's going to bind you, you know. You know, with this music career that you want to start out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's showing a betrayal. by a friend.
Or the person I'm working with?
Well, it could be this person or somebody or even another somebody that you're might be bringing
I'm
in
getting
to your group.
I'm kind of getting it's a female.
Yeah. Now, are you supposed to make contact with somebody out, or are you bringing somebody else into your group? What?
No, we haven't added nobody. We've just been trying to get a band together and try to get this producer to give us this hard drive so we could press and master this two songs we need to finish to get the show going on.
So that's what I'm getting. It could even be this producer. Is this producer a female?
He's a guy.
That's a guy.
Yeah.
Because it's aimed to be careful.
Okay.
Make sure
it's coming from a female, so be careful.
In a contract.
The female? She's a promoter or artist?
Yeah.
A promoter?
She's a promoter.
Okay.
Because if you don't, it could even result in a lawsuit.
Okay.
And she screwed people over before, so be careful.
Yeah, just be careful.
Okay.
And, you know, and any time we, you know, me and Nathan receive these cards, all it is just a warning.
I don't know this lady, her name. We met this guy named Red. He want his wife. I don't know her name, but she want to manage the partner I'm working with.
Oh, that could be her.
That could be her.
She might even have some strong influences over him.
So be careful with her.
Yeah. Just make sure everything's legitimate, everything's in contract, everything, you know, is. You know, everything's, you know, written out, you know, the way what you want from this, you know, any kind of monies or anything that you're going to be receiving, make sure that you have that all in writing.
Okay, so for a contract
any
with
kind
the person.
Of, you know, royalties that, you know, you're going to be getting, you know, from your music.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm sure you've heard these stories time and time again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's what my guides tell me, and I'm sure Adrian's picking up on the same thing.
Okay. Know,
just be careful.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, I feel that you're going to be successful at what you do.
Okay.
And is this a passion that you have for, you love to entertain?
Yeah, I like to write. I love to write. And I get creative, you know, a lot. It comes to me different times and stuff like that. I'm very passionate what I do.
Yeah. Main thing is using your creativity, you know. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Me and my son, Adrian's my son, and we're both entertainers also.
Okay.
So we know what you're feeling.
I turn off this heat now.
Okay. Just relationship wise, you see when that will blossom for me. Doors open for that as well.
Sometime next month.
Okay.
I'm getting in the middle of the next month.
Okay.
Also getting that this person is possibly even in the music as well.
Okay.
But she's a teacher. She teaches people how to sing and school. She works at a school.
Oh.
And I'm kind of getting that she used to be married, but she got a divorce. I also see her having children too, but I think that she's just looking for a guy to help her, to support her. Do you mind having children? Says, do you mind if she has children?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Because she's looking for someone to help her with her children.
I was hoping there were no children.
But, I mean, she might end up losing her children, so just until then, she's looking for a good guy. But she doesn't want you to judge her. It's she's almost like your twin flame. You guys have been together lifetime after lifetime. Because I'm feeling a real strong connection between the both of you.
Yeah, I got an interest on this. I don't know if you will pick it up, but her name is Tierra Marie. I was wondering if you see anything with that. She's an artist.
No, I don't. If you do get together, it's only going to be short term. It won't be long term.
Okay.
And it's just because she's more into her career than she is relationship.
Okay.
My guides are telling me not to rush into anything. Yeah, just let the universe, you know, bring that special person to you, and you'll know the right time when that happens.
Okay.
I think okay. You and this other person is going to be a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the main
because,
thing
like
is,
I say, I don't think she's going to have her children that much longer. And then she's going to be wanting to be with you, so just hang in there and don't get discouraged.
Another thing I wanted to share was one of the cards that I pulled is the Three of Clubs, and that's your ship's going to be coming in.
My ship?
Do you know what I mean by ship coming in?
No.
See, you've been waiting for a while to, you know, for your big, for your big break.
Yeah.
And it's coming. And that's getting closer. So that by that, as the ship's coming in, you know, you're going to see the kind of career that you want. You're going to see the kind of money that you want and the kind of relationship that you want.
Okay, I just have this question. Do you see me getting like a lawyer, make sure everything goes well with the, I guess, people I'm dealing with and the partner I'm dealing with? Do you see like a lawyer? You see me getting a lawyer in time soon?
Well, I really wouldn't concentrate on that because you don't want to manifest that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lawyer is good to have for protection, but you don't want to go through all that.
Okay.
So just focus on the positive things of everything going smooth so you don't have... See, when I got on Social Security, I never had to get a lawyer.
Okay.
And all my friends did just because that's what they were focusing on.
Okay.
So I didn't focus on that. I just took that out.
Actually, you're going to be... If you don't know this person right now, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed man, would you know somebody that with that description?
No.
Okay, you're going to be meeting somebody, and they're going to be giving you some good legal advice.
Okay.
But it won't be a lawyer.
No.
Okay.
It'll be a friend.
And it's actually going to be a cop.
Yeah.
I'm picking up that it's a cop.
Oh,
but this cop is going to give you good legal advice.
Okay.